Looking at the outset, I want to wish Michael well. I first met Michael in December 2018 in Glenties. I chaired the convention that Michael was selected at. I was instantly impressed by Michael. I have met and spoken with Michael on a number of occasions over the last year, and I think the last time I was talking to Michael was last week. Michael, as we all know, was elected as a Fine Gael councillor 7 or 8 months ago, and now he believes that changing to an independent status is what's best for him.
Did this come out of the blue, though? In that meeting last week, were any concerns expressed? And I'm not trying to, by the way, compromise, you know, the privacy of that meeting, but just to get an indication of where we're at.
No, it's completely. I first heard of this last night at about 11 o'clock. I haven't been speaking to Michael on it. It is a complete surprise to me. So it is, and it's a complete surprise to many in the party. But I want to publicly thank Michael for his work for Fine Gael. And again, I want to wish him well. As I said, I've always found Michael a gentleman.
Now, you're being very gracious, but his parting shot, and he says he doesn't even want to speak to anyone in Fine Gael anymore, whatever happened. His parting shot was, he said he took the decision over a legacy of broken promises. Now, he has not made himself available to me this morning. I'm not sure if those are personal promises to him from Fine Gael or he's talking more broadly to the party. But what is your reaction to that statement? A legacy of broken promises, that's why he's left.
I cannot say specifically why. As you said and as I says, I haven't spoken to Michael in relation to the matter. But people resigning from a political party is nothing new. It happens all the time. People change from being a Fine Gael candidate to an independent candidate. But also it goes the other way. Independent candidates do change and become Fine Gael candidates. And I'd refer to you to an independent councillor in Ballinasloe who became a Fine Gael candidate. So it's very much part of political life. People change from one party to another. People change and become independents, and they do what they feel is in the best interest of themselves.
Gerry, just two brief questions. I know you're very busy. Do Fine Gael need to look, though, at how they select or approve membership of their party? Because you would know, I think most people would know, that perhaps the two councillors that left Fine Gael, many people wouldn't have seen them as much of a fit to begin with. So do you think Fine Gael needs to look at that? Because, of course, there is a question, too, about the selection of candidates on a national scale. Do you think on a local level? Because to lose two since the local elections is not insignificant. So do you think Fine Gael needs to look at that?
There is, and as many will tell you in Fine Gael and Donegal, I've undertaken a programme of work in building a new development committee for the Fine Gael organisation to look at this whole area of candidate selection. And it's something we intend to roll out throughout the whole country. It is a job of work in hand, and it's something that we are very much on top of in our planning towards this current election, or this current election and any subsequent elections. It is an ongoing process that we are continuously as a party seeking to address. We need to look at the avenues by which candidates come to us, and we need to a general review of everything in relation to candidate selection. But that work is undergoing, and people in Fine Gael will express that type of work in the form of a new development committee that we have now in place that will really look at Donegal, look at its uniquenesses from a Fine Gael perspective, and look at how we need to position ourselves with regard to candidates. But a lot of the time, and it happens every single constituency, candidates come to us, we go to candidates, it's part of political life.
It happens in
all political circumstances.
How's the campaign going? We only have 3 weeks, so not an awful lot of time to work on. You're happy with how things are progressing for both candidates in this county? Could you fill two seats?
It is Fine Gael's, and it's Joe McHugh's ambition to get a second seat for the party in Donegal. It is absolutely our ambition to also have Martin Harley as a Fine Gael TD for Donegal, and we're taking nothing for granted. I am part of a team here in Donegal that is working really, really hard to have two Fine Gael TDs elected for Donegal so that Fine Gael can continue to deliver for the people of Donegal. But when we go, and I would like the opportunity to come back and have a bigger debate and discussion with you on this
matter. Oh, for sure, definitely.
But what we want to debate, and there will be many issues about what other candidates say that they are going to deliver for Donegal and so on, but the starting point to deliver anything is your economic policy correct and right for the country? Because as we all know, if there is no funds in the country, then no projects will be delivered. Yeah,
but we have to feel that we're getting our fair share of any funds that are actually there, Gerry, and I think that's the disadvantage.
Let me give you one example on that, okay. Greg, if I can. So $44.5 million has been spent in Donegal Roads in 2020. Tipperary, which is a comparable county that has three big high-profile independent TDs, is receiving $6 million in 2020. So let the voters, you know, think on that. $44.5 million for Donegal Roads in 2020, $6 million for counties like Tipperary. So that's... Fine Gael is delivering for Donegal. In the northwest on roads between Donegal and my home county of Sligo, 25% of the national road spend in 2020 is going into those two counties. So there is significant investment